This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi touched down in Kuwait City today, commencing a historic two-day visit. He received a warm welcome at his arrival and was received by Kuwait's first Deputy Prime Minister Sheikh Fahad Yusuf Saud Al Sabah and several other ministers and dignitaries at the airport. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said his visit will strengthen the India-Kuwait friendship across various sectors. It marks the first visit of an Indian Prime Minister to the Gulf nation in 43 years. The visit, at the invitation of the Kuwaiti Emir Sheikh Meshal Al Ahmed Al Jaber Al Sabah, aims to strengthen bilateral ties and enhance cooperation in various sectors. Upon arrival, Modi was warmly received by members of the Indian diaspora and met with 101-year-old former Indian Foreign Service officer Mangal Sen Handa in Kuwait City. The Prime Minister is scheduled to receive a ceremonial guard of honour at the Bayan Palace before holding high-level meetings with Kuwait's Emir and Crown Prince. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said that India deeply values the historical connection with Kuwait that has been nurtured over generations. He added that both nations are not just strong trade and energy partners, but also have shared interests in peace, security, stability and prosperity in the West Asia region. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has brought Northeast as the focal point of the world. Addressing the 72nd plenary of the Northeastern Council in Agartala, he said the last 10 years has been very important for Northeast. He said the Union government is inspiring the investors to make investment in Northeast. Mr. Shah said earlier only lip service was made to Northeast, but Prime Minister Modi made sincere efforts to give importance to the development of the region. He said the Prime Minister has reduced the heart connection of people from Northeast to Delhi. He said establishment of peace is the most important thing that has happened in the region. He noted that the Ashtalakshmi concept has been embraced by the country and the world. The Union Home Minister said all the states of Northeast should become prosperous in days to come. He underlined that it is the objective of Prime Minister Modi and BJP-led government to bring Northeast at par with the rest of the country. Speaking on the occasion, Minister for Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, credited the drastic drop in extremism and violence in the Northeast region to the stupendous role played by Home Minister Amit Shah in assuring peace and tranquility. Mr. Sindhya also said that the fast-paced development witnessed in Northeast is because of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's act-east policy. He said the Prime Minister himself has visited Northeast for a record 64 times. The 55th GST Council meeting is underway in Jaisalmer in Rajasthan under the chairmanship of Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Chief Ministers of Goa, Haryana, Jammu and Kashmir, Meghalaya and Odisha, Deputy Chief Ministers of Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Telangana, and Finance Ministers from the states and Union Territories are attending the meeting. Our correspondent reports that several important decisions related to GST and tax slab may be taken in the meeting. The Centre and the Asian Development Bank, ADB, has signed a $350 million policy-based loan agreement. This loan is part of the second sub-program of the Strengthening Multimodal and Integrated Logistics Ecosystem SMILE program. The death toll from Mumbai boat collision has risen to 15 following the recovery of the body of a 7-year-old child during the search and rescue operations today. The child's mother also lost her life in this tragic incident, which occurred on Wednesday, when a Navy craft undergoing engine trials lost control and collided with a passenger ferry off Karanja, Mumbai. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav today released the India State for Forest Report 2023 in Dehradun, Uttarakhand. Published biannually by the Forest Survey of India, the report offers a comprehensive assessment of the nation's forest and tree resources. It covers critical topics such as forest cover, tree cover, carbon stock, forest fire incidents, and agroforestry. In Jammu and Kashmir, the harshest 40-day winter period, Chile Kalan, has started with intense dry bone chilling temperature last night in most all areas of the Kashmir Valley. In squash, India's Veer Chotrani will take on Amish N. Raj Chandran of Malaysia in the men's single semi-finals of the Western India Slam in Mumbai this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 5:45 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.